Joint Ways and Means Committee to order here, August 19th. We have one item on the agenda, reconsideration and work session, Senate Bill 5530A, the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. Representative Krieger.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I move to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 5530A was passed out of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means to the floor.
Any objection? Seeing none, approved.
The Capital Construction Bonding Subcommittee recommend approval of Senate Bill 5530B. This is the budget bill for the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. The subcommittee approved increasing the agent's compensation by $1.9 million and eliminate the budget note directing the agent to develop a financial incentive distribution plan which rewards agents for sales that exceed the close of session forecast. The agency has reported an increase of $4 million in sales over their projection for the month of July. Since it appears sales revenue is likely to be higher than projection, the subcommittee believes it is appropriate to increase the agent's compensation. The subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5530A be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Any discussion on the amendment?
Yes. I would just guess that $4 million in sales was probably here in Salem.
Well said. Any objection to moving the dash to amendment?
Say that the $4 million sales was where?
Mainly by out of town legislators.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I don't question the carrier. Was there any discussion about how the compensation would be spread? Is that left to the commission to make that determination?
I do not know. We have to ask staff. Staff here.
Mr. Chair, Representative Johnson, it just increases the compensation at the current methodology that agents are being compensated. So they would receive a base pay, and then they receive an increase in their flexible or the percentage on liquor sales that they get paid. So it increases it from 8.5, an average of 8.54% to 8.88%.
Follow, Mr. Kutcher.
Representative, go ahead.
Just as a curiosity, will this be spread pro rata, or will it be spread depending on individual store performance? The distinction I'm trying to draw is that if you have a store that really gets out and works hard and boosts their sales dramatically, do they get the same pro rata increase, or can they be compensated based on, as a reflection on their increased sales?
Generally, it's reflected on their increased sales.
Thank you.
Further discussion?
Mr. Chair, not discussion, but I just have a comment because I'm really glad that there has been an increase in revenue to provide an increase in the compensation. We had considerable amount of testimony and discussion in the General Government Committee, and so I think this is very positive.
Very good. No further discussion. We'll approve the dash two amendments, and then any objection or discussion on the bill as amended with the dash two amendments moving to House?
Yes. Yeah, just a quick question.
Smith.
Thank you, Chair Schrader. I need a little 101 here. On the budget note where it talks about placing a temporary hold on the positions, can you help us? What are those positions that we're placing a hold on?
Mr. Chair, Representative, all those positions are supervisory management positions. There may be one administrative support type position in that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Further discussion? Objection to reporting out 5530A with the dash two amendments to the House with the due pass recommendation. Seeing none, so ordered. We are adjourned. Thank you all for coming.